of a diminution in the ardour of their pleasure. I must therefore warn that well-known character, the general reader, that I am here embarked upon a most distasteful business, taking down the picture from the wall and looking on the back and, like the inquiring child, pulling the musical cart to pieces. Number 1. Choice of words. The art of literature stands apart from among its sisters because the material in which the literary artist works is the dialect of life. Hence, on the one hand, a strange freshness and immediacy of address to the public mind, which is ready prepared to understand it, but hence, on the other, a singular limitation. The sister arts enjoy the use of a plastic and ductile material, like the modeler's clay. Literature alone is condemned to work in mosaic with finite and quite rigid words. You have seen these blocks, dear to the nursery, this one a pillar, that a pediment, a third a window or a vase. It is with blocks of just such arbitrary size and figure that the literary architect is condemned to design the palace of his art. Nor is this all, for since these blocks or words are the acknowledged currency of our daily